Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is going to sound like the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. But retired Navy man Charles Derringer said it did happen. About 2 weeks ago on his 80-acre Casey County farm, he heard a commotion among his cow-calf herd.
They were just, going crazy. The calves were all huddled up together around here and the cows all around them and just a bawling and going round and round and round. And there they had little fellas down and man, I just went crazy. I went down and tried to shoo them off, and they just hovered over top of me. Just like I just had an idea that might be one of me or something.
He'd lately noticed around the farm a growing number of black buzzards.
There were literally hundreds of those things, and they were the biggest buzzards that I believe I've ever seen in my entire days.
He hopped back on his four-wheeler and went to the house for a firearm, but before he could get back, it was too late for some of his calves.
Eyes first, and then it seemed like it got their eyes, got them down. Once they knock them down, they just get on them and just claw them, tear them apart.
While a few of the birds did swoop him, he felt that was not an attack, but to keep him from interfering with their quest for the calves. He said it was an experience he'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was mad and sad. And, hurt, it really hurt me, hurt my feelings.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
After his retirement, Charles Derringer came back to the farm and started his cow-calf operation just to enjoy rural living. He didn't count on the problem of a black buzzard attack reducing his herd.
6 head, and they were anywhere from 4 to 5 months, from 350 pound to 4 or 450 along in there. Well, I figured that it'd be close to $4,000. It'd put a hurting on me.
I told Charles right up front that this sounded a little weird. He agreed and chuckled, but says he knows what happened, and if other livestock farmers pay closer attention to building buzzard numbers as a result of his story, he's okay with that.
That's what I want, for people to be aware that this can happen, that these things are really a nuisance.
In Kentucky, there is a relatively new permitting system available to allow for the taking of additional black buzzards as populations build. We'll have a follow-up story on how that process works and what impact is expected in a few days. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.